Everyone Will Have Their Chance by David Brant Berg.
The Christian Missionary Alliance had a lot of stories about people deep in the jungle and chieftains who had never heard of Jesus, never knew anything about the gospel, and had never even seen a missionary, who cried out in their hearts for an answer to life and their sins. They just instinctively knew there was a God and they cried out to Him for help. They didn't know what their hearts were yearning for, but of course it was salvation, and what they needed was to know the Lord. There were many cases where the Lord spoke to them in their sleep or in a dream, or gave them a vision of a man whom they'd never seen and told them, "This man is going to give you the answer to your problems." When the missionary showed up, the person recognized them from their dream. This is similar to what Cornelius, a centurion in what was called the Italian regiment, experienced. The Lord gave Cornelius a message that he should send to Joppa for a man called Peter, who would tell him the words of eternal life. The next day, he gave Peter a vision to prepare him to travel to Caesarea. Cornelius was a good man who treated his servants fairly and was trying to serve God, and he and all his household received the gospel and were filled with the Holy Spirit. Missionaries reached some Buddhist and Muslim countries very early on, and there were large numbers of people converted to Christianity. But there were even larger numbers of people who rejected the gospel and even killed the Christians and stamped out the Christian faith in those countries. You may wonder why God let this happen. Perhaps He knows that they'll have a chance in the next life, and that this life is just a drop in the bucket of time, a momentary thing in the overall plan. In the first chapter of John, He says, "This is the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light came into the world, but they rejected it. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not." The condemnation or judgment of man is that the light has come into the world and people have rejected it. That passage indicates that everybody is going to be given a chance to hear or see or understand the gospel, to see the light of Jesus. Jesus is the light that lights every man who comes into the world. Who would reject the Lord in the next life when they can see and know the truth? Who is not going to take a fire escape then when they can already see the fire? That's why they won't receive credit for believing when they see it and therefore know it, and don't need to have faith to believe it. They won't be given as much credit as we who now, having not seen, have believed. As Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who, having not seen, have believed." I believe that everybody who finally accepts the Lord, whether it's in this life or the next, is going to be saved. But those who accept Him now by faith, without sight, without seeing the next world, but only by hearing about Him and believing, are more blessed. In this dispensation, this present age, faith comes by hearing, whereas in the next world, faith comes by sight. The gifts of the Spirit are manifestations of the power of the next world, so in a sense, they sometimes serve as a visible or audible proof of the power of God and the truth of the gospel. But most people still haven't really seen it, except perhaps people who have had visions and dreams. The rule and the law that God has laid down now is that you must believe first and then you'll see. And maybe not even till the next world will you see. There are people who, even though they have seen, yet they will not believe. Jesus said that even though one were to come back from the dead, yet they will not believe. Their hearts are hardened like the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, "They have Moses and the prophets, but even if one were to come back from the dead, yet they will not believe." They saw people come back from the dead during Jesus' time on earth. They saw the resurrection, or at least the healing of people who were raised from the dead, and they still didn't believe. There are people who are so hard of heart and rebellious and anti-God and anti-Christ that even if they see the power of God and see miracles and people rising from the dead, and even see the next world and the millennium and the kingdom of God on earth, they will still rebel against God, just like Satan. As for the millions who die every day, if they really are not to blame for not having heard the gospel themselves and have never heard it or rejected it, I truly believe they're going to get a chance in the next world. Jesus said that those who reject the Holy Spirit, those that sin against the Holy Ghost, will not be forgiven in this life nor in the next. That indicates there is forgiveness in the next world of some sins, but not for rejecting the Holy Ghost, meaning rejecting the conviction of the Spirit. In other words, they've had some chance of salvation and have rejected it. By some means, the Holy Spirit has gotten through to them and they have rejected it, so they've had their chance in this life and they're not going to be forgiven in this life nor the next. The Bible tells us that Jesus went to visit the spirits in prison during his death time. From the time he was crucified till the time he was resurrected, he preached the gospel to the spirits in prison, and I believe that is referring to those who had not had a chance to hear the gospel. If some of them couldn't have gotten saved, there wouldn't have been any point in preaching to them. In the New Testament, while Jesus was on the cross, he referred to a paradise. One of the criminals being crucified with him asked him to remember him when Jesus came into his kingdom. Jesus told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." In the parable Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man went straight to hell to his punishment immediately. Lazarus, the poor beggar, went straight to some kind of paradise where Abraham was, and certainly that was some kind of paradise or heaven. Obviously, some go to hell immediately because they don't repent and don't receive the gospel, and others go to either heaven or paradise or wherever the Lord has made provision for them. There's a chance for everybody, but no one deserves more than one chance. If they knowingly hear the message of the gospel in grace and willfully reject it in this life, they had their chance. God will give everyone a chance. This is the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, even those under the earth. Everybody gets their chance.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.